Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is.
Wonderful with our God. This is Dr. Cassandra McDonald with It's a Mind Thing. That is the original name of our show, and I was studying today about let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And then Proverbs, for as a man thinketh, excuse me, in his heart, so is he. It really is about your mind and what you think, because that's what the enemy deals with. God is awesome. Have dealt with a lot of suicidal cases this week. One attempted, but not successful. Praise God. And it's the voices. The Lord is just telling me. And we all have voices in our head. Most of the time, they're ours. But you have to really be in tune with who God is and how God works. Because are those voices generated from our positive and our powerful God? Or are they generated from a negative and evil source, the devil, the enemy? So you have to have the wherewithal to be able to differentiate, to be able to distinguish, because like the scripture said in Proverbs, as a man thinketh, so is he. So what are your thoughts? What are the voices that you listen to? And normally if you ask someone that, you know, from what we've seen on TV and stuff, oh, you must be crazy. You got voices in your head. We don't have voices in our head. Our thought is how we form our words. Our thoughts come first, then our words come, the words produce actions, and the actions produce habits, and after that, criteria for character and who and what you are. So everyone has, you can't speak without a thought. I was just thinking, yeah, that's a thought. And then you respond from that. So how do you control that? What do you do to make a difference? And the main thing that we have to realize is that when it comes to comparative with using God thoughts, we don't believe. And our subject is, does your faith believe that it is? Well, what if it is? It is anything that's going on in your life. It is what's happening. It is how you're feeling. It is who you're reacting to. It is who you're acting with. It is who you're responding to. It is who you're responding with. It is your life. This is your life. So do you believe that God is in control? Do you believe? I've been listening to, and I'll share with her, his name is Thurman Shriver, S-C-H, let's see, S-C, let me get it right. I have it on my phone. No, I don't. S-C-R-I-V Shrivener, S-C-R-I-V-N-E-R, Thurman Shrivener. And he's just been teaching on simply believing what's in the Word. And he has this daily prayer for healing that I've been using. And it's like, oh my goodness, it's so amazing to just, you know, repeat what is in the Word of God, stand on it. And believe it, because God said so. And I tell you, I've just been using that, and I've been feeling the healing in my body because of that. It's amazing what speaking over the Word of God and believing can do. So do you believe that it is? Do you believe that the Word of God, it is true? Do you believe that the Word of God will do? What do you, and what is based on is our hope. And what I found out with the people that I've been dealing with this week that are, like I said, the one suicide attempt, they intended not to be here, but God intended differently. And I'm so very thankful, but they're without hope. I can't see a way out that's better. So what is it that you believe? Do you believe that it is, that there is something, but they're without hope? And my scripture reference is for Romans 8:24, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. So what happened? Do you believe that it is in your future that things will become better? Do you believe, does your faith say it is? And someone asked me just yesterday, well, actually it was someone I was speaking with, they said, and we're dealing with hope and just, you know, having a life. Well, I just don't know what the future holds. And I don't know how to, where to set my mind. And the voices are saying, I'm hopeless and I don't feel right. And things aren't going anywhere and nobody really cares and no one understands. And the enemy will let you think that you're the only person in the entire world that feels like that. Nobody understands your condition. Nobody's been there before. There have been. And I have dealt with some. And I'll tell you one instance that was just really increased my faith. And that's what happens. You have to be willing to believe that it is, and that it is hope, and our hope is God. But you have to believe that God will move on your words alone because you believe, and because in the scripture, and it's the scripture, it says, speak those things as though they were. Do you believe that? It is true. There's a scripture that says, decree and declare a thing, and it shall be. Do you believe that it is true, that that will happen? Well, I had a suicide case several years ago, and at that time, I think I was dealing with about 3 or 4 cases in 1 week. And I thought, Lord, okay, you must think I'm really strong. But, you know, what happens, especially around this time of year, is at holidays, people get really, really depressed because the people with their families, the holidays say it's special, you're supposed to be happy, these things should be happening, and this is the holiday, and everything on TV leans to that. And then when it's not happening in your life, you become depressed because, well, what happened? Why am I missing out? I don't believe that it is for me. So that was the case with this one person. And in that same week, I had someone with a double barrel shotgun on their lap, someone at a waterfall about to drop in, and this particular person with pills and water laid out, ready to take. And they had been telling me for the last few days, I'm going to do it. So they called and said, this is the day. I'm sitting here with the pills and the water, have everything laid out, and I'm taking them all. So tell this person this. They gave me all the rights to read to everyone. I'm like, oh, well, can't you talk to? They said, nope, I've talked to everyone. I've prayed, I've fasted. I don't want to hear any of that stuff. None of that stuff has helped me. Nothing's moving in my behalf. I'm just ending it all. I've had it. I'm through. And I said, okay, hold up. And I was in between teaching. I said, I'm on my way to your house. So let me inform you like how I roll here. I will get in your house, whether you let me in or I drive through the front window or I break down the door. I said, I'm coming in. I can't just let you go out. Why are you talking to me like this? Tell my wife this. Tell her. I'm like, oh. So I hadn't dealt with a case at that time quite like this. So I went over and I did get in. And I said, God, you got to tell me what to say, because this is this person's last moment on earth. And I said, okay, you're in control of one thing. They said, what? I said, time. I know you want to kill yourself, and I understand that. Okay, I accept that. But can you wait till tomorrow before you kill yourself? Can you just wait 24 hours? That's all I'm asking you. And I said, he says, well, I'm ready now. I said, I understand that. But I'm asking you, please wait. Just wait till tomorrow. And then when tomorrow comes, you want to kill yourself, fine. But can you wait? I said, I promise you, between now and tomorrow, God will show up. This person is very godly, filled with the Spirit, been serving the Lord for years. Just his mind got messed up. And that's what happens. It's a trick of the enemy. And what we do as individuals, we have the sin of unbelief and disobedience and doing, but we don't necessarily know because we've been tricked and the voice is in your head. So I said, I promise you, God will show up before tomorrow. I left. I said, okay, Jesus, you heard what I just said. I'm going to really need you to do something spectacular. So I called this person every hour on the hour. Are you still alive? Are you still alive? They said, but after 6 calls, 6 hours, they said, will you stop calling me? I said, I was just checking to see if you were alive. They said, I'm alive. I made a promise to you. I'll wait till tomorrow before I end my life. I'm like, okay. So I'm still praying. So in the morning, this person called me before I got to call them. And they said, I cannot tell you what happened. But God snapped my mind back, and I'm completely healed. To my knowledge, it's been probably 10 years, never had a bout with depression since then. completely healed. Their hope was back. And what happens is you have to have faith to believe, because they said hope is not hope if you can see it. But a person that's depressed is looking at everything around, and it looks, it's dismal. It's horrible. Well, they don't know what to do. And no one they feel can help them. And if I'm trying to encourage them with the word of God, they don't want to hear it. They say, I've heard all that stuff. God's not moving on my behalf. Nothing's happening. But that's why we have to pray and be kind. Give of yourself. Listen. Mainly they need a voice to hear. They're praying fast because there's so many. And I'm talking all ages. There's a 15-year-old boy that just killed himself. I mean, I didn't know him, but I heard of the case. He was a friend of an acquaintance. Just scared, and fear is a huge component. And the things that he was scared about weren't the true facts, but he didn't have the facts right. And the voices in his head said, oh, you're not going to make it. This is not going to happen. So trying to be in control of himself at 15, he took his life based on false facts. Totally unnecessary. And that's why you really, and it can happen to any of us. None of us are beyond having mental health, and that's what it is. You know, our mental health is not healthy. And you have to work hard constantly, because the enemy is on his task doing what he's to do, to deceive us. He said he comes to kill and to destroy. And that's exactly what his job is. So the rest of the scripture, Romans 8, 25, but if we hope for that which is not seen, then we do patiently wait for it. And having that patience, and that's the thing about God, the timing is up to God. Although I tell you, though, God will move for you. At that time, I said, Lord, we have 24 hours, and I really need you to move for me. And the Lord observed that for me and did that on behalf of this person's life. 27. Let's do 26. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us, which groaning we cannot utter. Now, here's a really important fact. If you haven't allowed God to put his Spirit in you, you don't even have any weaponry. And I've been speaking about that all year long. And this is our last month of studying, putting on the whole armor of God. But as this month concludes, we see that we need the entire armor of God to be armored up to fight the battle. And I'm going to skip over to Ephesians, our initial scripture for the year, sixth chapter of Ephesians 10, verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Everything is in him. It's not in us. We don't have it in us. That's why we depend on God. Put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. It's going to take the whole armor, loaded from head to toe, to make it. And it says, why? 12th verse. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. See, it's not our flesh and blood. We look at flesh and blood and we blame other people for our fault, but it's not flesh and blood. But against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. 13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor, that you may be able to stand in the day of evil, and having done all, to stand. I'm telling you, it takes the whole armor. It takes the word of God. And if you have any illness or pain, oh, that just adds to it, because how do you mentally, you're already having some mental weaknesses, and then your body's in pain, And you're just thinking, what is the point here? So I'm going to jump back to where I had mentioned very slightly in the beginning. I wanted to conclude that because I realized I kind of jumped around. And it was Thurman Shrivener, S-C-R-I-V-N-E-R. Just look him up. And all of his DVDs and tapes and everything he has, I've never heard of this, free. And he pays for the postage as well. And he says, if you want to make an offering, fine. But since he's not selling anything, nothing. But there is this prayer that's on his site. And it says, a 90-year-old Jimmy Davison Daily's Confession. Now I'm on the part about your body. And the body really feeds into your having hope. Because when you're in pain, it's like, I got to get out of this pain. And a lot of people commit suicide because there's so much physical pain. And they don't want to live in that pain along with their mental anguish. So this prayer is on his site again, Thurman Shrivener. And spoken every morning, this man did it 9,000 times in his life. Said he never had a sick day until he was 88 years old. Then he repented and has never had a sick day since. He drives his own car to Colorado at night. He's 97 at the time of this writing. I'm just going to read it because it's such a blessing. I am the body of Christ. That blew me away this morning. And I've been reading this like for the last 3 or 4 days. And a significant healing in my body and energy. I went, what? Just from making a declaration. And that's what I talked about earlier, decreeing and declaring a thing. But do you believe that it is true that if you say something, God will acknowledge it? Your words have power. And it helps build hope. I went on the cruise, gained 5 pounds on the cruise. Normally, I lose 5 because I'm dancing, but this was a cruise from I don't know where. It was horrible. So it was just bad. And I started saying this prayer, and like 2 days, 5 pounds fell off. I'm like, I've been working to get this off for a couple of months. But just having the right attitude and telling my body, you're going to line up and do what you're supposed to do. So it says, I am the body of Christ. I am redeemed from the curses. For Jesus bore my sickness and carried my disease in his own body. See, it's very scripture reference. And by his stripes I am healed in the name of Jesus. We say that all the time. And then we say, well, we're just going to wait and see what Jesus does. But it says, I am. Therefore, I forbid sickness, disease, or accident to operate on or in my body in the name of Jesus. Every artery, bone, cartilage, cell, disc, gland, joint, ligament, muscle, nerve, organ, sinew, tendon, tissue, vein, vertebrae, blood, and skin function in the perfection which God created it to function in. I tell you, my body started turning around. Last paragraph. I honor God. And here's the declaration that God commands us. I honor God and bring him glory in my body. So you got to do the right things for your body. If you're doing stuff that you know that's not good for your body, how do you expect your body to work well when you abuse it? Thank you, Lord, for a healthy body. Here we go. A healthy mind and a healthy attitude towards others and a growing love for you and my neighbor. Those are the first and second commandments wrapped up right there. Thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings. You have truly made me a blessed person in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you, that has blessed me, and it's part of what I daily read and say over me. He has some declarations to say, I am the child of God. I am blessed. I am this. If that's how you build your hope. That's earlier I read in Proverbs about, let me say it again in case you're just tuning in. In Proverbs 20, by your thoughts, so as a man thinketh, so is he. So here's the thing. What are you thinking? If you're thinking and you're left to your own thoughts and you is, most people have their own thoughts and they're their own references, sad. As a human, you're not going to come up with what you need. In order to have that hope, in order to have those correct thoughts, you've got to put the word of God in there. Even if you say, well, I just don't believe that, you know, that stuff doesn't work for me. Read it anyway. Be willing, because what you're doing is not working. I mean, it hasn't changed a thing. You have said the exact same thing that you said last year, and, oh, your situation's worse. So why not try something else and just ask God, like you did in the Bible, he said, help thou my unbelief. Help me. That's what it's here for. If you just ask him to help you and believe that he has and he will, and then wait for it. But it just doesn't make any sense. You right. How big is your brain? You don't use 1/3 of it, even the smartest. So why not try God? Why not allow him to bless you? I'm telling you, it works. And it says, as I mentioned, and the spirit searches the heart and the mind of the spirit, because it maketh intercessions. You know, find out what it takes to receive the spirit of God. You've got to, in order to have hope. And then I reference an Old Testament scripture reading in the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. And this is when, a very famous chapter that people talk about, when the Lord told Ezekiel to prophesy to these bones that were in the valley. Bones meaning that there were no sinews, there was no flesh, there was no cartilage, bones. They had disintegrated to bones. And it was a great, great army. And the only thing that was left was the bones of these armies. Now that looks pretty hopeless. Serious? The bones weren't connected. They were just dried up bones from bodies. And it was an army, a full army. So God's telling Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones. He said, because these bones are the whole house of Israel. And this is 37:11 verse, so you can read before that what happened. And he said, behold, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. And we are cut off from our parts. And that's what happens to us. We get dried up in our hope. And then the hope is lost. What kind of hope? I can remember telling God when I went through depression, didn't know what it was because I've never been depressed. But I found out. At 38, I said, really, God? 38, you put me here in this place. I was having all these talents coming from Detroit. You know, working with Motown, singing here. And I was big stuff before I went to college. My mother says, nope, you're going to college. We're shutting all that down. I'm like, oh, singing on the radio since 10. I mean, I was doing things. Then married and moved here. And I'm like, I wake up every day and say, what were you thinking? That was my prayer. What were you thinking? That's how depressed I was. And at 38, I said, I have 5 babies. I said, I've done nothing here. Ever going to happen to me? Why did you take me this route? I didn't have any hope. I did not have any hope. And I called one of my mentors. I said, I'll be 40 in 2 years, and I've done nothing but 5 years. She said, honey, God can do a lot in two years. And I was just so weighted. And I went to walk, and God sang that song, God has a purpose for you. In your, for me, in my life, God has a purpose for me, my life, God has a purpose for me, my life, God has a purpose for me, my life. God sang that song. Instantly, I was healed. Instantly, from God singing in my ear. And in 2 years, bam, I got an opportunity to sing. And after I started singing with the symphony in my 40th year of life. But I had to go through my season to have my babies, to wait on the Lord, to get so desperate that I'm like, God, it's either you or I don't know what's going to happen to me, but this certainly isn't it. I know you have better plans than this. But God knew in my heart that I loved him, and he had mercy on me. So build your faith. Build your hope. Do not let the enemy and those thoughts in your mind tear it down when that comes. Go sing, go read, go out and breathe the air, draw, do whatever you need to distract yourself from you. From you. Don't be your own worst enemy. Love God, read his word, and I promise you, God will show up. Promise, like he did for that young man. Be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Come on, Sunday. Be blessed.
This is not home. This is stupid. Mm-hmm.